A Denning grizzly bear has forced closure of an area in Kananaskis County to give the Bruin space and security for hibernation. The Alberta Parks closure covers Rawson Lake, Sorrel Ridge and surrounding area of Peter Lougheed Provincial Park. The closure, which was put into effect on December 8, will remain in place until further notice. Nick DeReuter, program director for Bow Valley Wild Smart, said closures aim to protect people and to give bears the space they need to feed, rest, reproduce and survive. Sometimes people are simply in the wrong place at the wrong time and might inadvertently disturb a bear's den. But under no circumstance should people be intentionally approaching a den or entering a closed area, he said. Not only is it potentially dangerous for the people, but bears are forced to expend more energy and they might abandon their dens, which could threaten their survival during a critical time of year. There is no excuse for entering a closed area and violators should be fined. During warmer weather in winter, grizzlies have been known to pop out of their dens for a stretch and walk about before returning to nap. When people disturb a bear in its den, DeReuter said it puts extra stress on the animal, causing them to expend precious calories needed to survive the winter. If it is a breeding age female, it could affect her ability to give birth to and raise her cubs, he said, noting grizzly bears are a threatened species in Alberta. Female reproductive age grizzly bears are critical to the long-term survival of grizzly bears in Alberta, so we owe it to the species to do whatever we can to protect these animals and maximize their chance of survival. Alberta Parks encourages people to make plenty of noise and travel in groups, be aware of their surroundings, keep dogs on a leash at all times, carry bear spray, make sure it is easily accessible and know how to use it. Bow Valley Wild Smart recommends having a plan B or C in mind just in case the area someone planned to go to is closed. Just because you want to go on that specific trail that day, it is not worth potentially harming a bear for your own recreational benefits, said DeReuter. In order to coexist and keep wildlife wild and on the landscape, we as humans need to make choices with what is best for the wildlife in mind. Visit wildsmart.ca for easy-to-access resources like trail warnings and closures, as well as videos on how to properly use bear spray and how to avoid and handle encounters with wildlife. Alberta Parks was not immediately available for comment. Please report all bear sightings immediately to 403-591-7755.